everyone, this is your one and only personal astrophysicist Rohit Agrawal Radde, bringing a brand new episode for our podcast Astrophysicast. And today we are going to talk about compact stars, basically the second episode of our season number 3rd, which is dedicated to stars. And today we have with us two of our researchers from our Astrophysicast team, Cherry Kapoor and Deepan Jaykumar. Over to you guys now.
Thank you, Rohit. So in astrophysics, those stars in which the density of matter is much larger than in ordinary stars are known as compact objects or compact stars. So how are these compact stars formed? When the star runs out of fuel, that is thermonuclear fuel, the star sheds its outer layer by either supernova explosion or planetary nebula and leaves behind a hot core. This core is what forms into various compact stars. But now, there arises a question that why do these compact stars have such a high density?
Yeah, that's true. So what happens in the compact objects are characterized by the fact that nuclear reactions have completely ceased in the interiors. That is, they offer the endpoints of stellar evolution, and in this respect also called stellar remnants. Consequently, they cannot support themselves against gravity by thermal gas pressure, and hence starts to collapse. The same amount of matter that was there in an ordinary star is concentrated in a lesser volume and hence leading to higher density. For example, a teaspoon of neutron star could weigh million tons. Simply putting in words, it could weigh around the weight of Mount Everest. So I have a question, where can we find these compact stars?
So these compact stars are remnants of a star set. When the outer layer explodes into beautiful planetary nebula or supernova, the core of star collapses to form white dwarf, neutron stars and black holes. Hence, these compact stars can be seen at the heart of a supernova or a planetary nebula except for a black hole, since it can be seen as it sheds no light. So, as I have told that there are major three types of compact stars, that is white dwarf, neutron stars and black holes. So the state and type of a stellar remnant, that is compact star, depends primarily on the mass of the star that it is formed from. So in white dwarfs and neutron stars, gravity is resisted by pressure of a degenerate gas, whereas in case of black holes, the force of gravity is completely dominant and compresses the stellar material to infinite density.
That's very true. White dwarfs are stellar remnant of stars having a mass 0.02 to 1.4 solar masses and radius of few thousand kilometers. The spectra contains optical, UV and X-rays. So, composition of white dwarf is if the mass of the star is lesser than 0.45 solar mass, the white dwarf will be composed of helium, carbon and oxygen in the case of mass of the star lying between 0.45 to 1.2 solar masses. And oxygen, neon and magnesium will be the composition for mass between 1.2 to 1.4 solar masses. White dwarfs were the first one to be discovered. They were discovered in between 18th to 19th century, but only in the year 1920 they were able to explain it clearly.
Yeah, whereas neutron stars are even denser, containing 1.1 to 2 solar masses in a radius of only 10 kilometers. Their spectra contains radio to gamma rays. Pulsars and magnetars are further types of neutron stars. So, the composition of a neutron star depends on the density of a neutron star. For example, baryon are there in nuclei of a neutron star with density of 10 raised power 11 gram per centimeter cube. And for higher density, free neutrons and nuclei are there. But for much higher density of 10 raised power 14 gram per centimeter cube, all these nuclei dissolve to form NPE plasma. And the interesting fact is that the nature of matter inside a neutron star for density above 10 raised power 15 gram per centimeter cube is still unknown. Also, neutron stars have a strong magnetic field, which is found to be the strongest till date is 10 raised power 8 to 10 raised power 15 goes. And also they process a fast spin of approximately milliseconds to minutes. These neutron stars were first proposed in year 1933, but were observed in 1967. Pulsars, as I have told, is one of the types of neutron stars, was the one that was first discovered.
So, coming to the black holes, for the mass of the star greater than 4 solar masses, the object becomes so dense that gravity is completely dominant, and the star collapses in singularity, forming a black hole. Black holes have such a great gravitational force that nothing can escape out of it, not even light. so they have no luminosity and hence no spectra observed. In the case of black hole, it was formulated in the year 1916 and later in 1958 it became a study of interest. And in 2016, it was discovered indirectly as gravitational waves of two emerging black holes. And finally, in April 2016, the first image of black hole is released. So, we are talking about spectra here, right? So the question arises for me is that, how does a compact star emit radiation?
So, as we have studied before, that compact stars are endpoints of a star's life and forms when the star runs out of fuel. So, when the supernova explosion takes place, a very large amount of energy is released, which heats up the core of the star to several billion kelvins to around 6,000 billion kelvins, which making it the hottest place in the universe rather than Sahara Desert. So this heat is being radiated as soft X-rays, UV and visible light and whatever spectra we are talking about here. But I have an interesting question, that is, can a white dwarf become a neutron star?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. It can become a neutron star when the mass of the white dwarf increases. It starts to shrink, and when the mass is high enough, a white dwarf may become a neutron star or even maybe a black hole. This can be clearly explained using Chandrasekhar limit, which says when the white dwarf is above 1.4 solar masses, the white dwarf collapses to form a neutron star or a black hole.
Are you talking about the increase in mass of a white dwarf, right? So how come a white dwarf gain mass?
White dwarf may exist in a binary star system. Since the gravitational force of white dwarf is so strong, it will start taking mass from the binary pair. As this process continues, the white dwarf may become a neutron star or a black hole. So what else can we learn from these compact stars?
Compact stars is a really vast topic. Particles in a compact stars are highly packed and crushed, and at that extreme condition, particles exhibit properties which they usually don't exhibit in any normal condition. So such extreme conditions are suitable for some rare particles like strange quarks to exist. So studying this could help us understand more about the fundamental particles. Also, studying compact stars is a bit complicated as it's a bridge between the astrophysics and particle physics, which are completely different fields. Also, studying compact stars include quantum theory and nuclear physics. So, to study compact stars, a person needs to have a good knowledge of all these fields, including astro and plasma, quantum and nuclear physics. So, coming to the end, I would like to thank Rohit for giving us this opportunity to have this talk on this interesting and fascinating topic of compact stars. Thank you, Rohit.
Thank you to you guys too. This was a very fascinating talk. I think our audience are now well-versed with the topic of compact stars. The topic was so generalized, and I believe that they gained a lot of knowledge about this. So this was it for the episode, guys. Meet you in the next episode, episode number 3 of season 3, Stars. Thank you guys, thank you very much.